Hi, this is Pastor Chris. I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Sunday in Review. And yay! And this is Sunday in Review for October 20th, 2019. And this is kind of a summary of what happened at Living Hope Baptist Church in Geneva, New York. But we're going to change our format up just a little bit today because I have a guest here in the studio with me. And his name is Dave Foster. And Dave is a missionary, a real-life missionary, headed to Thailand with his wife, Andrea, and his two daughters. So he was with us yesterday at Living Hope, and he blessed us greatly, blessed us as a congregation as he shared his burden for the people of Thailand. And so I thought, well, he's around. Why don't I ask him to come in and spend just a minute or two with me talking about his future ministry in Thailand. So I'd just like to say hi, Dave, and welcome to Sunday in Review.
Thank you very much, Chris. Great to be here.
All right. Well, Dave, just tell us a little bit about yourself. I'll just turn it over to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your wife, Andrea, and your daughters, if you would.
Born and raised in Washington State, and met Andrea in California, and
Yeah, okay. I'll jump right in there, Dave.
I'm sorry.
Tell me. We'll just jump right into the fun stuff. Yeah, edit. We'll just jump into the fun stuff. Can you tell us how you met your wife, Andrea? And was it love at first sight? Go for it.
Okay. Actually, you want more details.
I do.
So, met my wife on the bridge of the Enterprise in Las Vegas at the Star Trek The Experience at the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel. She was wearing a Klingon costume at the time.
And you thought she was pretty hot, huh?
Actually, I didn't know who she was and learned who she was later. But for her, it was love at first sight. For me, it was just a Klingon at first sight.
Oh, nice. Okay. And then you've been married how long?
We've been married 21 years.
21 years. And how many daughters do you have? I think I said, but we'll say it again.
So 7 years after we were married, Karen came along, and she is now 14. And then we, not too long ago, had another daughter who is now 2 years old, and her name is Sarah.
And what's Sarah's full name?
Sarah's full name is Sarah Marie Stormageddon Dragon Slayer, Scourge of the Universe.
Scourge of the Universe. You know, I often think I need to name my kids Dragon Slayer, but Curse, did you say Curse of the Universe?
Scourge.
Oh, Scourge. Yeah, well, that's better than Curse, I guess. Yeah. Not Dragon Slayer would be fun, but never thought Scourge of the Universe. Why did you choose Scourge of the Universe? Wait. Is that a family name in your wife's family?
No, it is not a family name.
Oh, okay.
The Stormageddon and Scourge of the Universe comes from Doctor Who. Our entire family is very big sci-fi fans, and especially Doctor Who.
All right. And how long ago did you guys decide that you would head into missions, at least have full-time careers as missionaries?
I wanted to be a missionary, had interest in it when I was even in high school, but I didn't know how God could ever use me as a missionary. And truthfully, I wasn't ready at that time. God had to take me through many twists and turns in my life before I was ready. And really, he used our daughter Karen to start Andrea and I on the path towards becoming missionaries.
How did he use your daughter, Karen, the 14-year-old, right?
Yes. So when she was six, she was already saved and started telling people, first at Awana, then at church, starting telling people that when she grew up, she wanted to tell people, she wanted to be a missionary because telling people about Jesus is the most important thing.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Yes.
From a young lady.
6 years old.
Yeah. Though convicting for you, I bet.
Oh, yes, very much so. And it didn't get any easier because it just grows with emphasis when she kept saying it when she was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. It was very consistent that she would tell people this.
I'm sure it would be, yeah. And so which agency are you with now? I know, but MBBA listening might want to know.
Yes, we're with ABWE, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism.
World Evangelism. Yes. Sounds like world domination, doesn't it? What are you going to do today, Pinky? Same thing we do every... I can only say that because I and Nicole are also missionaries with ABWE, which we often confuse with world domination. No. Yeah, and wonderful. And you are raising support. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're currently in pre-field. Our support level is right about 38%, and we need to reach 100% before we actually make the move to Thailand. But we fully believe that God has us exactly where He wants us right now, in pre-field, developing relationships with others and sharing the passion for the Great Commission.
Well, amen to that. Amen to that. And I understand that you recently took a trip to Thailand, isn't that correct?
Yes. Just last month, we took a trip to Thailand for a regional missions conference, but also our survey trip, getting to know the lay of the land out there, looking at what housing might look like, what ministry would look like in the specific area we plan to move to.
And which part of Thailand were you in?
So, on our trip, we were in northwestern Thailand, northern Thailand, and northeastern Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be moving, we plan to be moving to Sawangdondin, which is in the northeast.
Say that again so we all hear that again.
Sawangdondin in northeastern Thailand.
Okay. Northeastern Thailand.
Yes.
So what's close? I know that's near a border of Thailand and...
It's close to Udon Thani in Thailand, which is just south of Vientiane, Laos.
So right across the border from Laos.
Yes.
All right. And what is the situation in terms of missions and the spread of Christianity throughout that region?
So in that area, there's approximately 6 million people. And they say that there's less than 100 people who call themselves Christians in that area.
Wow, wait, that's, I don't want to go past that. You said yeah. 6 million people.
6 million people.
And around 100 people at best that are actually known as Christians and identify.
Correct.
That is astounding, isn't
and
it?
And that 100, in Thai culture, it's very common for people to just say, yes, I am a Christian also. I will take God, Jesus, and put him on the pile with every other spirit being that I worship. So true Christians, it's really hard to know exactly how many are in that area.
I think you mentioned that there are many people there who not only may not have heard about Christ, but there are many who may not even have met a Christian in that area. Is that true as well?
In the specific area we're going to, it is believed that 98, possibly 99% of the people will never meet a Christian, let alone hear about who Jesus is.
It's pretty astounding as we consider here living in the United States that yeah. You'd probably be hard-pressed to go throughout a day, unless you're staying home all day, and not meet at least a few.
So, yes,
wow,
correct.
Really astounding. What will you and Andrea be doing there then?
So we will be planting churches, but that starts with evangelism and discipleship.
Mm.
We'll be doing youth ministry, men's and women's fellowship groups, drawing people in, teaching them about healthy relationships, and ultimately how to have a healthy personal relationship with the one true God. In addition to those things, we also look to be developing healthy, strong Christian leaders within the Thai culture.
And what are the Thai people like?
Very, very loving people. I haven't been anywhere personally in all my travels where the people are that friendly and genuinely caring about others. but I believe that's born out of the honor shame culture that they have there in Thailand, in most of Southeast Asia, and how in that honor shame culture, it really seems like they have the understanding of you're only as strong as your weakest link, and they reach and try to pull everybody up to the same level, and that's why they're usually reaching out and accepting of others so much.
As you go into Thailand, will you be kind of doing things on your own, or will you be one of a group, or how will you be part of a team? How does that work?
So on our team, we do have a team. There are four other couples that are currently part of that team. Three younger couples that are all currently located in Bangkok, down in the southern part of Thailand. One couple that just retired, but retired there in Sawang Dan Din, where we plan to move to. And we plan to learn language and culture from this couple, Don and Gail Kraft.
I see. What is language like? Is it hard or difficult to learn for foreigners, or is it, how's it fall on that spectrum?
Many people say it's one of the three toughest languages to learn because it's a tonal language. So you could say the same word eight different times and it have eight different meanings based on the tones that you use in saying it. Where here in the States, we would use tones for different emphasis, tones for different attitudes, where if I say stop that, it's different than if I say stop that.
Yeah.
Well, they would have two different meanings for those tones.
Well, that will be difficult.
Yes, yes, very much
yeah,
so.
You have a job cut out for you. Right, tell us a little bit about the process of raising your support. And particularly if you can focus in on, I know you have a website. If you could share the address for your website and how, if somebody wanted to get on your newsletter and know more about your ministry, they could contact you or they could look you up online. That would be great. And those type of things. Go for it.
Okay. So our website, we'll start out there, is fostersonamission.com. You can also email us at fostersonamission@gmail.com. On that website, we have our current support levels that we keep people updated on, how you can contact us or contact ABWE, our mission agency, for giving. And then also on there, we have the ability to sign up for our monthly prayer letter newsletter that we keep people updated on what's going on.
Fosters on a Mission. Fosters is spelled F-O-S.
F-O-S-T-E-R-S on a mission.
All one word.
All one word, no spaces.
Okay, and they can sign up for your newsletter there.
Newsletter there, yes, that's correct.
All right. And they could become your supporters, I assume, if they wanted to be. Is that true?
Yes. So there's two things that we are asking of everybody that we come into contact with about our ministry. And the first is that you get on our newsletter list to hear what's going on in Thailand with ministry. And by getting our monthly newsletter, just while you read it, we ask that you pray for our prayer needs that we list in that letter. Secondly, the second request that we have is that each person ask God if he is asking them to support us financially. That is between them and God, but we know that God will call our supporters. It is not our responsibility to call people to support us.
Well said. Well said indeed. All right, anything else you'd like to share with us about Thailand or the ministry or our opportunity to be praying for you and your family? Anything else?
So in Thailand, we definitely see the need with the community there being 98%+ Buddhist, Spiritist, animist, and less than 1% of the entire country considers themselves Christian in any way, shape, or form, and that's Protestant, Catholic, that group. We just pray for openness, and we pray for opportunities for ourselves, but also because of the immensity of the need there for ministry. We are praying for others to hear God's calling prayerfully, that they might come to Thailand as missionaries as well.
Well, sounds good. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the time you've had with us, Dave, and thanks for being here. Thanks for being here at Living Hope this week, and we really appreciate it. It's been great having you.
It has been wonderful being here, and I do look forward to the day where we can fellowship once again, either here or in eternity.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Hope you have a great week. God bless. Bye-bye.